now.
From a broadcast perspective, folks, nice, tight, concise, condensed. Exactly what you want for a one-hour national television show. So can you please do me a favor and remember where you saw him first, okay? Because he's moving on to such great things. He's going to get the RP show bump.
It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada. Welcome to the RP Show. Happy Monday to you Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to your favorite sports talk program, episode 274, coming to you from the bunker out in hot and sunny Western Canada. I'm Rod, and he's Dupes. How you doing, Dupes?
I'm doing well.
Darren DuPont is the co-host. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I had a great weekend.
Ready for Monday?
Of course. Always.
What did your weekend include?
Took a quick trip to Saskatoon, a quiet trip to Saskatoon.
Right.
In and out, did all of that. And then yesterday I just spent relaxing by myself.
That's where it's at.
It was awesome.
Yeah, good for you.
It was awesome.
For me, a lot of sun time, some farm time, some friends time,
yep.
Some pool time.
Oh, great.
So I'm ready to get back to work on a very busy Monday. Shall we go with a quick six show topics?
Hit it.
Ready, Jordan? There we go. Thought he fell asleep back there. All right. Breaking news this morning. It's been announced by the Washington Redskins they will be changing their name. It's a fact. They haven't officially changed it, but they're going to. So before this 2020 NFL season kicks off, it'll be the Washington something somethings. And I should mention, my quick six show topics usually look very nice in point form. Today, it's chicken scratches, stuff all over the place. And you know, where does this affect the Edmonton Eskimos? Coming up later on in the program, the voice of the Edmonton Eskimos, Morley Scott, will join us from 6:30. Chad, the longtime voice of the Eskimos. And I guess from that AFC Eastern division of which the Washington something-somethings reside, the Philadelphia Eagles are in that division too. And Eagles linebacker Alex Singleton will be joining us coming up here in hour one of the program today. I should mention he's going to be on the show, right?
Right.
And Benny Hebert, the multiple Breyer champion, Olympic gold medal winning curler, is going to be with us too. So anyways, Redskins changed their name. How does that affect the Eskimos? Voice of the Eskimos is going to be with us. Point two, I got some CFL Hub City news, and I was waiting until we got on the air here Monday. I didn't want to scoop myself by tweeting it or writing a column on it. Here's what I hear. As of Sunday morning, I heard this. While Winnipeg remains the front runner, the CFL has not officially made their decision. I may have been premature on that report, although I'm still thinking they're going to be in Winnipeg. But the CFL is still willing to take bids and applications from other CFL cities to be quarantine cities. And that includes here in Saskatchewan. I'm not going to get into the dates or any of the details, but let's put it this way. Hotels have been blocked off. Civic and provincial leaders want the CFL here for a six-game season, and why wouldn't they?
Yep.
Get the economy buzzing a little bit. Get the most beautiful stadium in the country occupied and used. So there's that. Saskatchewan's still in the running. And I actually heard Vancouver too. But I think if the province of BC's chief medical officer says no to the NHL, why would she say yes to the CFL?
How about that though, right? That's dropping a photo on Instagram of you with the hot girl, right? Or a prize-free agent.
Yeah.
You know, when... who was it? Willie Jefferson when he visited Toronto, right? And was courtside at a Raptors game. You just drop that out there, drive the price up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe it's not Winnipeg.
Well, that's the news. That's the news. Winnipeg, the front runner, but it's not set in stone. Saskatchewan's in the running. And again, I heard Vancouver, and I'm sure Hamilton's thrown their name in the thing too. When this is going to be announced, I have no idea. John Frenzy, our football Hall of Fame writer broadcaster, thinks by the end of this week, we'll have a decision whether they're playing or not. I think that might be a little hasty. July 23rd is still the deadline for the players. Here's my bold prediction today on this Monday. Bold prediction, okay?
Yep.
The CFL will start, because you can imagine how many times I'm getting asked, do you think they're going to play? I think they're going to play. I'm not sure they're going to finish for a variety of reasons that we'll get into. We got to move along here. And the rollout for Flooring Superstore, and I say a howdy-do to Trent Dickin from Flooring Superstore, who's watching from Kelowna this morning. Hi, Trent. He asked if we were going to talk about the Redskins, and we will. But you know what? Everybody on God's green earth is talking about the Redskins. Let's talk about something else.
Sure.
Point three. NHL training camps open today. That's exciting. I see the media, the guys that we follow are tweeting photos from the arena, and I'm thinking, how did you get in there? I hear they're keeping the media away, doing interviews by Zoom call. Whatever. The media's in there, and the camps are underway. But this is like the Mexican fire show on the beach at the Blue Parrot Bar in Playa del Carmen, right? Very exciting, very dangerous.
Yeah.
Kerosene flying all over the people in the front row, of which I was in, as they swing fire-lit batons. Wow. Same thing, like the Habs yesterday. I get the notification on my phone. The three Habs have tested positive for COVID-19. Where's the furor on that? That came from The Athletic, by the way.
Right.
And a lot of this national media is, if they don't break the story, they don't acknowledge the story. Have you noticed
that's
that?
That's how it's going now.
That's unfortunate and it's wrong, sure. But it's the way that it is. And then I get this is why there's chicken scratches all over my page. Just this morning, the Pittsburgh Penguins announced they're keeping 9 players segregated now. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I just happened to see it on Twitter. I didn't get a notification on it. I'm not even sure the NHL is going to start. It's still 3 weeks away, and guys are dropping like flies.
Dropping like flies, and now the NHL is taking over on how injuries will be announced, right? You know, guys that are away for practice or away from games. The NHL is controlling all that language. For every injury, you know, there's only the two phrases. It's going to create all kinds of buzz about COVID and the coronavirus. We're only just getting started.
Right. And it's hella fun.
It is fun.
Right. Can we put up the comment from Norway for our new viewers on Game Plus? We are interactive on Facebook Live, too, and we, through Facebook, take comments from our viewers. Trent Bruner writes in, Norway calling. On holidays around southern Norway with the family, look forward to the Alex Singleton interview. Hope the CFL has an official hub city or two to talk about it soon before John Lynch has another health issue. Who will win the Stanley Cup? Stay tuned, everyone. That is Trent in Norway. Stay safe over there, Trent. Appreciate it. Point four, the poll question today relates to all of this. Which Western Canadian team will go the furthest in the Stanley Cup playoffs? I voted for Winnipeg. I'm not cheering for Winnipeg, but I voted for Winnipeg. There is a difference. What's the Facebook results say, Darren?
Winnipeg at 36%, Edmonton at 32%, Calgary at 24%, and Vancouver at 8%.
Yeah, both on Twitter and Facebook, the Canucks trail by a lot. And I don't know if that represents the demographic of where the viewers are,
yeah,
or if people actually believe that. I'll be cheering for the Oilers, but I think the Jets will go the furthest. And we can get into that throughout the program, probably with Morley Scott. I think he spent 19 years with the Oilers as their color guy. So
for sure.
Morley is he's the Deion Sanders of sports broadcasting, Morley Scott.
There you go.
Point five, I bumped this up from my random thoughts into the Quick Six Show topics.
Oh, it made the list.
Yeah, Henry Burris has been making a lot of noise in the nation's capital today. Our good and longtime friend Henry Burris. He's just not letting this go. He believes it's not even close. He should be named the best quarterback of the 2010s by the CFL. Really, I and a lot of the pundits have whittled it down to Bo Levi Mitchell and Ricky Ray, and that's it. Two-horse race that Bo's probably winning. I told Henry that. He hasn't spoken to me since. So the Ottawa Sun this morning has a long column from our friend Tim Baines about Henry. He basically gave Henry the tape recorder and said, here, you talk into it and tell the world why you think you're the number one quarterback of the last decade.
And don't want to say this has been keeping him up at night, but he was prepared. He had all of the points and the reasons why Henry feels that he's the best quarterback of the past decade. Now, he's had a great career. You know, and the article says that maybe that this past decade from 2010 and for his career, I think to 2008, from 10 to 18, was his best. I mean, he talks about going into Hamilton and taking over a pretty bad Hamilton Tiger Cats team, and within 2 years they're in the Grey Cup. He talks about going to Ottawa in a you know, expansion franchise and take that team from the bottom and win a Grey Cup. He had the great years in Calgary. When he left, they won the Grey Cup right after. Put up a lot of yards. You know, he talks about Bo Levi being on teams where he didn't put up a lot of points when he won Grey Cups.
Stupid.
It was the defense that played well. Talked about how bad the defenses were that he played with.
Henry, it's starting.
Yeah.
Henry needs to find something to do because you're not convincing anybody of this, Henry. The more I think about it, no, Henry. It's the ring is the thing. You listed all of Henry's points as with regards to, oh, Levi didn't score any points on those Grey Cups that he won. Who cares? The ring is the thing. Haven't we been over this a couple of weeks ago? So I love Henry like family. I really do. I'm not buying it. And the other thing, by the way, is none of this stuff matters at the end of your life. Just going to tell you this. None of it. It really seems like he is up at night worrying about this stuff.
Yeah.
And there's really no point. But I'll say this about Bo Levi Mitchell, who I don't even really like. I voted him for the top quarterback because in the key games, and I don't just mean Grey Cups, playoff games too, at the most important position on the field, he balled out. And I don't want to sit here and get in an argument with Henry, but I happened to be at the 2013 Grey Cup. I called it. Henry and the Ticats never showed up. They didn't show up. So I'm not buying it, Hank. I'm sorry. I do love you, but you got to get over this. Moving on to point six, the CFL Sim. That's our computer-generated games. Because I've barely seen you since we ran the last one. Well over 20,000 views of a computer-generated game. I know. I don't get it either. I call the games. I just can't believe how many people watch it. So in week six, the Saskatchewan Roughriders aren't playing. They got a bye. So that means we'll be calling again a game that doesn't involve the Rough Riders. And awesome. That'll be fun because we were kibitzing with Ticats fans and Stamps fans last week on their broadcast. So here's the games this week. BC at Winnipeg, Calgary at Montreal, Toronto at Edmonton, and Hamilton at Ottawa. This is the actual week six in the Canadian Football League if they were actually playing. We'll be running computer simulations of them. Tomorrow we'll run a vote. And you viewers will decide which game we call on Facebook Live. Again, last week, over 20,000 viewers. I know it makes no sense, but I love it.
I don't know which game I'm going to vote for, and I have no idea which game's going to win.
I haven't put any thought into it yet. I'll do that tomorrow.
The thought I had was in the last 20 seconds since you read it.
This is the rollout for Flooring Superstore. Those are my quick six show topics, but I still have some random thoughts just before we bring on Alex Singleton, linebacker of the Philadelphia Eagles. Wow. Rob Johnston says, Rod, how good was the end of the NASCAR race? Four wide, beating and banging, and then a rookie takes the checkered flag. Oh, I know. Custer, the rookie, won it. Four wide, coming around the track. I'm into my NASCAR.
That's like movie-making stuff.
Yeah, this weekend at Kings Park Speedway, I'll be dropping the green flag for the opening of their race season. So, yeah, you hang on, Rob, because coming up in our sports update, I will cover that, by the way. So thank you for getting to the NASCAR. I told my wife, no golf this weekend. I need a break. Said I don't enjoy it as much as you do. Clark took over.
Oh,
Clark,
yeah?
Our producer Clark was out there Sunday, hacking up Deer Valley, digging ditches.
So you didn't play at all?
No.
You hit the
pool. The first weekend all summer. I was floating around in a pool, which, by the way, brings me to another point. We were floating around in the pool. And that palatial estate that we were at, you know the guy.
Yeah.
And one of these rich guys sitting there, and I said, hey, well, from what I hear, when we get back to playing major junior hockey this year, every second row in the stands, and his kid played in the dub, every second row is empty, and you're not going to have anybody seated in the middle. And he goes, as he dangles his feet in the water, he's like, well, I don't like hearing that. And I'm like, oh, come on, man. Do you think the WHL likes this? They're doing whatever they can to get back onto the ice. Can you play ball with these guys? Because I said, if there's no WHL, I might be more crestfallen than if there's no CFL. More games, cheaper tickets.
Yeah.
You know, like it takes up more nights.
Yeah.
So the point, and I wrote this at the website, dubnetwork.ca, is fans, you're going to have to be patient. It's going to be appreciated and needed by the WHL. Don't throw a fit in the ticket office or on the phone with your ticket rep when you're buying your season tickets because you might not be seated with the same group of people. Like,
or you have to wear a mask.
Or you have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
I did have to wear a mask for a portion of the weekend, by the way, with where I was. It sucked. But I did it.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. I don't even know where I land. Was it 7 billion people on Earth? 7 billion opinions about the pandemic?
I know.
But I'm just going with the flow. I'm doing what I'm told. I hope that it gets better, and I hope that includes a resumption of sports. But just don't be freaking out. Because I'm in Safeway yesterday, and I say to the gal, how's your day? How are you being treated today? And she goes, good, but I just started, so.
She knew it was coming.
She knew. Oh, she was going to bear the brunt. She knew. Thoughts and prayers to Amber Belkin, who is a race car driver from Charlotte, North Carolina. She's a friend of ours. She's been on this program. Her fiance is Jordan Reeves, defensive end of the Saskatchewan Roughriders, and her brother-in-law-to-be is Ryan Reeves of the Vegas Golden Knights. She was in horrific crash, in an horrific crash on Saturday night. She sent out a statement yesterday saying that she suffered a collapsed lung, severe concussion. What else? Do you remember it all? It's a long list of what she's been hospitalized with. Amber Belkin. So I just wanted to point that out, that Amber, we're thinking of you, praying for you, obviously, and a speedy recovery. She's been doing these virtual races, video games, to train, and then she gets out on the track for real, and this crash happens. It's a little like rodeo.
Yeah.
It's not if you get hurt, it's when and how bad.
When and how bad.
And that's what's exciting about it, but that's the risk that you take.
Yeah, and it sounds like she's been doing a lot of updates on Twitter, keeping everybody up to date. And it sounds like, you know, she's going to be okay, but now it's going to be a little bit of a recovery. And so it's good to hear that she's great, in good spirits, and sending out the social media updates.
Jack Fulton, watching in Alberta, says, I watched Alex from day one in the room and on the field. This young man would be the best to ever play in the CFL if the NFL hadn't called. Love, Alex. Alex Singleton coming up after the break, plus a sports update. And my last note here of the rollout for Flooring Superstar is the summer student started today. Max is here, and the kid showed up in a suit. That's the first fine. Kid, you're overdressed. That's what our technical producer told him, Rocco.
Yeah.
So he's just a kid, right?
Yeah.
And this is the way it used to be. It's your first day on the job. You know what the old guys like me would say when I was in your position? So when are we going to tell them? Can't even say it with a straight face. Do you remember those days, though?
Yeah.
What are we going to tell them what's coming? When are we going to tell them what's coming? You know what we do to everybody on their first day?
Yeah. Usually it's towards the end of hour two, though.
Listen, I laugh, but I shouldn't. Because you can't do that anymore.
No.
It's mental torture on the young kids. It's basically threatening them with hazing. And in the end, nothing ever happens.
Be sitting there in a cold sweat for 90 minutes waiting. When's it going to happen?
It's funny, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's mind games. It's mental torture. It's what Mike Babcock did to
Mitch Marner.
Mitch Marner.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore.
No.
So you're lucky that you were born when you were born. But can you take the tie off at least? Alex Singleton of the Philadelphia Eagles coming up. Ben Hebert, Olympic gold medalist curler. And Morley Scott, the voice of the Eskimos. This has been the Quick Six Show Topics and the rollout for Flooring Superstores. We'll be right back. You're watching the RP Show across North America on Game Plus and watching and listening around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. On this Monday, episode number 274 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show, coming at you from the sweatpants capital. On the way, the voice of the Edmonton Eskimos, Morley Scott, and also world champion curler Ben Hebert. Our next guest, I'm very excited to bring him on, Philadelphia Eagles linebacker Alex Singleton. You Canadians probably know him as a Calgary Stampeder, Grey Cup champion, most outstanding Canadian, 2016 to 2018. But prior to that, in the league with the Seahawks, Patriots, and Vikings, and he's back on the show now and awaiting the season. Good morning, Alex. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. Happy to be on.
Good, good. It's good to see you. Nice to see that smiling face again. Now, you hail from Southern California. Judging by the background there, is that where you are today? Where are you getting your training in?
I'm back at home in Southern California. Did the quarantine and everything down here, so it's been good.
A great place to do it. How's the family, by the way? There was all the documentaries on your family throughout your CFL career. We feel like we know them. How's everybody done through the pandemic here so far?
You know, everyone's been really good. We actually were all here together for the quarantine, which was a lot of fun. Not as much room as there was when we were little growing up together, but it was really nice to have everyone home together. And, you know, some people saw we were doing Facebook Live workouts. So we had a lot of fun and we made the most of our time together and still are.
All right. Good to hear. Now, I have to get this out of the way. The reason you're on the air with us is that you tuned into our Sim broadcast last week of the Stampeders and the Ticats, and actually commented on the Stamps' stout run defense in that 18-8 win at Hamilton. How did you find it? How did it come across your Facebook feed?
You know, I've been following, you know, your show, obviously, and so it just was on the Facebook feed, and I was like, hey, I got to click into this. I heard you were, you know, Bo had no rushing yard, so I was like, the simulator is pretty accurate. His run game, you know, as zero. So I was like, you know, it's got to be real. So, you know, I had to tune in a little bit. It was pretty fun.
Yeah. And Stamps back on track, 3-1 after that 18-8 victory. Now to the Eagles. And look, you got a lot of fans up here, Alex, as you know, and not just Stamps fans. After what you did in three short years was nothing short of amazing. Can you just talk about your 2019 season? You got into 10 games. You were a force out there. How would you typify your season in 2019 for the Eagles and the teams?
You know, it was a good year. You know, it was nice to come down and, you know, make a team. Like you said, you know, prior, you know, I bounced around and been on a lot of different NFL teams before. You know, what Canada was able to do for me, you know, in the CFL, and then give me this opportunity when I became a free agent in 2019 to come down and, you know, make the Eagles and eventually play, you know, just do whatever I can. I think, like you said, you know, there's a lot of people in Canada who follow me and, you know how I can play. So to be able to prove that a little bit this last season was nice. And yeah, I'm just excited to whenever training camp's going to be and hopefully a season, I get to go out and keep doing that for 2020.
You know, this is jumping into my mind, Alex. You are a guy that just loves to play the game. You've been smiling since the second we brought you on here with the interview. And honestly, as the voice of the Riders, there was a game in Regina. You would remember it. Stamps won, and you were running around blowing kisses to the crowd. And I'm like, oh, I hate that guy, which is awesome with the rivalry. That's what makes it fun. CFL, NFL, did it feel the exact same? I mean, the juices, do they feel the same between the two leagues?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, you got your 1% guys in the NFL that are really different. You know, your Julio Joneses, you know, guys like that are just beyond, you know, the most athletic guys in the world. But the other 99% are really, you know, it's just guys that had the right opportunity, were recruited out of high school that, you know, had a good opportunity, that went to, you know, a good college that was kind of a, you know, the system to go to the NFL. So, yeah, it's definitely the same energy from players and the fans. You know, I like you said, in Regina, it gets heated, and it's always fun.
Well, they say those Philly fans, you know what they say about them. They're the rankest in sport. Where would you rank them with Rider fans? And coincidentally, they both wear green. Can you compare the two?
You could compare them, but, you know, Philly is it's known for what it's known for. But I will say there is nothing like a Rider when you're wondering, when you're in a different state and you go to a football game or a hockey game or anything, there's always a Rider fan, and you can't beat them. And, you know, the best part about them is if I do see them, they usually will recognize me for some, you know, and it's like, you know, you guys are really true fans, so you can't beat them. But Philly, I don't know if anything touches Philly. Philly's it's a different animal.
They're violent. Yeah, I don't think Rider fans are necessarily violent. They just love their team. But I mean, I'll tell you some stories if we ever get together about. I was just about beaten up because people in Dallas thought I was wearing Eagles shoes. I was wearing Rider shoes. They thought they were Eagles shoes, and I almost got beat up. But yep. Mind you, that was Cowboys fans. So, Alex, I got to ask you. Let's just back up a little bit. Montana State, you were classified as a non-import in the CFL. What was the distinction? What made you Canadian status for the CFL?
My mom is Canadian, so I'd left Montana State when I was in Seattle. My agent kind of asked, like, hey, would you ever go play up in Canada? And I said, yeah, of course. And I know you have to have Canadian players. And I kind of just said, my mom's Canadian. And so we got the wheels rolling, and I got citizenship during that season. So then the next season, the year I ended up being drafted to Calgary, I was a Canadian. But yeah, before that, I was actually on Ottawa's neg list for the whole 2015 season.
Did you spend any time in Canada as a kid growing up then because of your mom's background and roots?
One wedding when I was two. So I had been there, a few days, one weekend in Toronto, but no, not until I moved up there, you know, in 2016.
And then you go to one of the most beautiful cities in all of Canada, Calgary. I mean, obviously you loved it there, right? Talk about your 3 years in Calgary and what that was like.
Any chance I get to go back to Calgary, I go. You know, I love it. It's definitely home, you know, still to me. It could always be one day. You know, it's a place that I have on my list that I would move back to forever. The city just, you know, when I went up there, I moved up there and, you know, didn't come home for 3 years. It was kind of, I was going to stay and make the most of, you know, my opportunity. And, you know, not only do I think, you know, I did, but then, you know, just the city and how they embraced me, what they allowed me to do, the fans, just, you know, from every top to bottom, it's really one of the best places in the world for me.
Well, you know, and it is, there's no doubt. But the funny story, by the way, is that you didn't go number one overall. And there, because I talk to so many scouts and GMs all the time, they're like, how did Alex fall to number, what number did you go?
Six.
Six. Yeah, that's late. But did you not say there was only certain teams that you would go to? What do you remember about your draft year?
No, you know, everybody, you know, says that or asks that. I think for whatever reason they thought because I was in, because I had gone to Montana State, that I was only going to play in Calgary or anything. I mean, anyone that knows me now, probably, like you said, you know, I just love playing football. I would have played anywhere. You know, excited for when they're going to put a new team in the East, you know, make it 10 and maybe I'll just come up and play for them for a couple games. You know, so I don't care where it is. You know, now I would, you know, now obviously Calgary would get a first choice if I ever am a free agent again. But, you know, before that, no, it was, you know, whoever was going to take me and just give me that opportunity to play football.
I'm glad that we straightened that out today. Because I guess it's the teams that didn't draft you. They're like, he would only go to Calgary. So we moved on, right? Just to kind of cover their own tracks for not.
Right? Yeah.
That's hilarious. So you said if there's camp, what are you hearing? Obviously, you're a member of the NFL Players Association. It's not that long before camp's supposed to start. What are you hearing?
Stay ready. It could be any day. I know they're in negotiations with them. They, you know, all the new protocols, the health protocols you have to do for, you know, every company right now to just get started. And so I know that's really what they're talking about, how we're going to get 100 guys plus, you know, trainers and coaches and everybody just in a building to be able to work together. And that's just what they're getting ready on. But yeah, everyone, we're training hard. I'm going, you know, right after this to go work out and, you know, just keep the body right and just be ready. Cause I know they're really, the 28th is the day that they're still shooting for. That's the day that they want to still start camp.
All things being equal, how do you think the Eagles fit in the NFC East?
Oh, our team is ready to go. I think we were last year, kind of hit some bumps and stuff, but you know, it's one of the best teams I've ever been on top to bottom. I mean, you look at the guys, I don't think there's a group in the NFL that has a better, you know, individual group or individual players, you know, so it's going to be exciting. I know all the guys are ready. You know, we did virtual meetings all summer. We're ready to go. We're chomping at the bit to get this thing started.
Two last questions for you. One, producer Clark has pointed out, we had Mark and Michelle on with us not that long ago from Fort Lauderdale. You've been teammates with him in two places. You can't get away from that guy. What's your relationship with Mark and Michelle?
Oh, I love Mark. We actually lived together in Philly when we, you know, we're both there, and you know, you kind of gotta have people to stay with. You know, it's a guy that's gonna grind. Yeah, I'm excited, you know, to see, you know, what he's gonna do, where he's going. As everyone that follows him, you can see he works, you know, works hard every day. Just, you know, one of the best guys, a guy that, you know, won a championship with, and, you know, just excited to, you know, call him a friend, but then just to see what he's going to do in his career.
Just a super dude. Yeah, for sure. And I got to ask you about your sister. I remember that Grey Cup in Edmonton, the feature that was done on her. You are her absolute icon, idol, mentor, everything. How many jerseys? Does she have one of your jerseys for every team? How did it feel for her, for you to go from the Stamps to the Eagles? Did she switch allegiances easily? Is she still following Calgary? Or what's her fandom right now with her brother, Alex?
Well, yeah, she's all in on the Eagles. Yeah, the first thing she wanted was her shirt, was her new jersey, a couple shirts, you know. So she's still a full-time CFL fan. My mom would actually say it's worse now, because now she watches every CFL game and then the NFL game. So it's kind of football just doesn't get turned off now, when before she just could just not watch the NFL and just CFL. And it was a lot easier with only 9 teams. So now she is a football grinder and still cheers for the team. She is still a Stamps fan. If the Stamps lose, I get a phone call about how Bo played. And yeah, she's a true Stamps fan.
They should be hiring. Somebody should be hiring her as a scout. There's probably scouts that don't watch as much film as she does then.
Oh, yeah. She's watching everything. She replays them. They record them. It's funny. Yeah, and all the guys, like if someone leaves Calgary, then she'll be, you know, because now Mike is in BC. And, well, you know, when they get to play, she'll be a Lions fan if they're not playing Calgary because of, you know, Micah. Or she's still a huge Charleston fan, so she will wear Kelly. Well, not wear it, but she'll support a little Kelly green every once in a while. It's
you got the right happens. Green. That's the Ryder green. Yeah. Kelly. What do they call the Eagles green?
It's midnight green is I think what it is now. But the Kelly green's the throwback. But my high school was Kelly green, so
oh,
I have
you
a little
knew.
Allegiance.
You got a history with it. All right. Well, Alex, I appreciate the time. This has been way overdue. Big fans up here for sure, and stay safe, healthy, get on the field, and good luck this year.
Appreciate it, and you guys as well. I've always been following. Happy to have hopped on.
Yeah, thank you. Alex Singleton of the Eagles joining us from Thousand Oaks, California. And deep down, I liked him. I just didn't like him blowing kisses to our fans in our stadium.
Of course not. You hate the guys on the other
right.
team.
He would understand that as a competitor, I'm sure.
You hate the guys on the other team that are good. The
yes.
guys that are making all the plays and then rubbing it in your face. Yeah, of course you hate those guys, but that's awesome. You know, and how do you not cheer for that guy now, right? you just have to, you know, respect
him. I cheered for him the second he left.
I know.
Because I knew. But it's funny how we grow up, we move on. I'm going to be on Fan 960 Calgary this afternoon, right after this show, as a matter of fact. I think the whole hour, noon till 1, Calgary Radio bringing me on as their CFL pundit to talk about the CFL in 2020. So I guess we do all move on.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun at the time. The rivalries are fun. They're supposed to be fun.
Yes. A worthy adversary, right? That's what they say. It is so good. I mean, if it was just vanilla and boring and there was no rivalry and no hate between the two, there'd be no reason to watch the game. It'd be boring. That's why, yeah, Labor Day is so fun, because you get all the trash talk, you know, before the game, leading up, even after the game, you know, you only won because of this, and, you know, it's so much fun.
Well, the only problem is some people who don't have both oars in the water take it too far.
Yeah.
And it becomes a fight out in the parking lot, or a car gets vandalized. That's always going to unfortunately happen, and maybe they have more of those people in Philly than anywhere else, as Alex just pointed out. Like, it's downright violent.
Philly?
In Philly.
And I haven't been, but I was in Oakland last football season in the fall, and that's pretty violent too. I mean, there was fights in the concourse and in the stands.
And that was from fans of the same team.
Yeah. Like, it's, you don't, like, I wore my Titans gear, and I, like, wanted to take it off and hide it, because you just get ripped apart if you're not a Raider fan in that building. And I'm sure it's the same thing in Philly.
Our intern, Alan, he's all over it. The Asian sensation has written in and says, Philly booed Santa Claus. And they did. Can we look up, can you Google the story on that, Alan? He's a hell of a researcher. I said to Darren after, was it Thursday or Friday, I got Alan's job in this business, a researcher. He can find that stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you boo Santa? What were the circumstances around that?
Was it the firefighter?
It was 1968. Oh, okay. We don't have time. We'll figure it out in the break.
He probably dropped a pass in the halftime show.
David is watching in Winnipeg, and he says, go Willie Jefferson, LOL. Rod can hate on him. No. Willie and I are boys. Willie, as a matter of fact, said as much when he did the video for our one-year anniversary episode. No. I am... But I say the Bombers had this week, BC at Winnipeg. I think that's going to be a hell of a throwdown showdown in Dubtown.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to see the Bombers play. I want to broadcast the game on Facebook Live. So, no, I'm not. No, Willie and I are good. I just want to remind a few of you folks, or all of you, actually, that the Prairie Mobile text line is open, 306-840-8777. That's 840-8777. You can text us any comments as we move along. If you are watching on Game Plus, we'd love to know where you're watching from. That would be a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
We'll update the poll results. And I want to mention Bidzy. Do you have a job and don't know who to contact? Bidzy it. Do you own a business and want to be alerted of nearby customers? Bidzy it. Big or small, Bidzy connects businesses and people to jobs. Post your project on Bidzy.com for free today. And by the way, the poll question is this. Maybe you can vote in the break. Pull out your phone and go to Twitter. Not if you're driving, of course, but which Western Canadian NHL team will go the furthest in the Stanley Cup playoffs? I voted for Winnipeg. You voted for Vancouver.
I did.
We'll see what North America voted for when we come back. It's the RP Show. You're watching across North America on Game Plus Television and watching and listening around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
Head to YouTube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. On this Monday morning, Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show continues. It's episode number 274. It is time for a sports update, updating you on what's been going on a busy Monday already. The Pittsburgh Penguins open training camp today after voluntarily sidelining 9 players who may have had secondary exposure to a person testing positive for COVID-19. The Penguins did not reveal which players were held out as a precautionary measure. The NHL has barred teams from revealing injury or illness information as a way to protect player privacy. The players in question were potentially exposed to an individual who had contact with a person who tested positive. The players will not be allowed to practice until they are deemed safe following further test results based on NHL protocols. I think we all saw this was the way it was going to go.
Yeah.
But they're not saying they have it. They're saying they were in contact with a person who was in contact with a person.
Well, and I think that's why,
yeah,
you know, it's not a big deal. Because there's the expectation that we're coming back to play. A few people are going to get it. That's why, you know, we're allowing you some time to get better.
Rajon Rondo broke his right thumb in practice with the LA Lakers in Florida over the weekend. The veteran point guard will be out for 6 to 8 weeks now. The Lakers made that official Sunday night. Rondo will have surgery this week. He's been a key backup during his second season with the Lakers, who signed him shortly after adding LeBron to the roster in July of 2018. James typically functions as the Lakers' point guard with a starting five, but Rondo frequently took on the role while James rested or while both veterans were on the floor together. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our arcade games and batting cages are officially open. No reservations necessary. And brought to you by Red Bull Canada. Red Bull gives you wings. It's next segment that we do the viewer takeover, but I'm not opposed to bringing in viewer opinion now through the Prairie Mobile text line at 840-8777 or the Facebook wall, or you can tweet us. I just won't see it. Not in this segment anyways. Clark might tell me if something really good pops up. But Metal Shingle Guy has written us today. Metal Shingle Guy, regular viewer, as you know. And he says, Red Tail or Warriors? For, I'm assuming, the Washington NFL team name. And to placate one of our sponsors, because sponsors rule the world, apparently, Trent from Flooring Superstore, watching from Kelowna, asked if we'd be talking about the Redskins this morning. Here we are. How do we feel? I mean, I don't mind running, could have ran a poll on it, but I kind of wanted to talk hockey. That's why the poll question is, which Western Canadian NHL team do you think will go the furthest in the playoffs? And I'll get to those updated results in a moment. I will only say this, speaking as a sports guy through my whole life, got into this business when I was 16 and been around it since I could walk. These teams didn't come up with these names to embarrass any community. They actually came up with them to honor them. And Redskins, as it's been explained to me, is offensive. So this news today does not come as a shock. And if the name Eskimos is offensive to Inuit people, then change it. Whatever it is. This is a really big circumstance, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's huge. But you're right. They were never, you know, created to be discriminatory or anything. I think back to when we were kids and, you know, playing Adam hockey, and we're going to come up with our team name because we had two teams. We were the Thunder or the Lightning, or we were going to be, you know, something that was going to be intimidating, something that was going to be, we're going to be proud to be, something that, you know, the other team was going to be scared of, right? Or whatever it ended up being. That's kind of where they come from, but it doesn't mean it's okay now. We get that. It's offensive now to people, and cool, you got to change it. Doesn't mean you can't honor the old history. I don't know what they'll change it to, but it's almost, you know, for Washington fans, a bit of a relief, because I'm looking at Twitter and I'm reading other teams' Twitter feeds and stuff, and like from fans, and over the last number of years, the Redskins had been synonymous with losing. That's what they were mostly known for. When you saw Washington pop up on the schedule, that's a win. You know, every time
they were a punchline.
They were a punchline. So now you get a chance to rebrand. Maybe you come out as the Warriors or something else or something different, and you can rebrand the team and start creating a culture of success. So I think that's a big thing, a restart in Washington.
Zach in Calgary is watching. He says, do you think, Rod, the Eskimos is offensive? No, not at all. Never even dawned on me that it would be offensive, but I'm not Inuit. I've sort of half-heartedly or tongue-in-cheek said that I find the name Calgary Hitman offensive only because it glorifies organized crime. And you know what? I know a lot of people in organized crime. They're not nice people. So why are we glorifying these people? I'm offended at the name Hitman. Nobody cares. So what's the difference?
Right.
Is it because I'm in the majority in terms of my skin color? So I'm just saying what somebody finds offensive, somebody else doesn't. But as far as there are, Redskins is like probably the most offensive of all these names.
Of course.
Right? So Warriors, Braves, Thunderbirds, they're saying now could be considered offensive by some. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes. I think it's really scary that the social justice warriors, as they say, have affected change. Because you know what this is going to tell them? Oh, it works! And they're not going to stand down now. Right? That scares me of where is this going?
Yeah.
Is all.
It does, and it kind of comes back to credibility and, you know, what's your qualification for justifying change or wanting change? And that's part of what, you know, I agree completely with you. You know, when it comes to the Eskimos name, does it offend you? No, but you're not Inuit. So there's a lot of people out there that are trying to speak and for other people, but yeah, I don't know where it goes, where it ends. I'm happy to be on the right side of change, though. If people are offended and if the name like the Redskins needs to be changed, I'm happy to see it change.
Well, I will say this. Todd Pinckney, one of our viewers, writes in and says, when do the Cowboys start getting offended? About what? Dave Spatafora says maybe the Rough Riders will be offensive. I don't know how they could be. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say this, but some time ago I was standing in the Riders store, the merchandise outlet, and somebody said to me, what is a Rough Rider? What is a Rough Rider? And I said, dang it, I don't know. I had to go look it up. A mounted policeman from the 1700s is cops that rode around on horses.
Wow.
Really, did you know that?
I know now.
I had to look it up.
I was today years old. Isn't that what they say on the internet?
That's what I can't imagine that would offend anybody. Although the people that want to defund police, maybe they find that it's offensive. I don't know. And they're telling me that we should go with a break here, and I'm okay with it. We'll just continue this after the break. Roman Todos is watching, and he says, what about Blackhawks? Why do I feel like I'm repeating myself every day here? Why do I feel like I'm talking to my children? We covered this last week. The Blackhawks have come out and said, we're not changing our name, and here's why. And that was good enough. Nobody came after him on that.
You know why? Because they said, and here's why. And that's the fault there, the heat that Edmonton's getting with the Eskimos, is they're not releasing any of the information, any of the research studies, and they've said, we don't need to tell you why or what we've done. We're not releasing that, you know, the findings of our research. And that's the problem people have. They want to see it.
I can say this as a professionally licensed recovery coach. I will say this. If you're that deeply offended by something, and we see in the news all the time about statues being taken down and the history of what was done to the people that were here first on this continent, you can take those statues down and so forth. But if it's bothering you now, you need to get over it. That's the fact. That you'll never move on. See what I'm saying? So changing the names is one topic. But if you're bothered every day by what went on 200-300 years ago, you need to get over that. We'll continue with viewer takeover after this. It's the RP Show. You're watching on across North America on Game Plus TV Network, watching and listening around the world on the Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to this show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
Fastest hour in television. We're into our final segment. We call it the viewer takeover. So we are getting to what you folks want to talk about. Checking the poll results here. We'll carry a lot of this over into hour two, which is broadcast on Facebook Live. Search The Rod Peterson Show. For Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, which Western Canadian team will go the furthest in the Stanley Cup playoffs? On Twitter, 45% of you say the Edmonton Oilers. 32% of you say the Winnipeg Jets. 12% say the Calgary Flames, and 11% say the Vancouver Canucks. I can only think that the results are similar. Yeah, Edmonton's leading on Facebook. That's all very similar. And you got 24 hours to vote on those polls. Doesn't mean anything, but it's still fun to have you participate. I think the Jets, just my opinion, by the way, as the hockey pundit that I am, the Jets have been to a conference final. They're an older group. They've got an all-star goaltender. They got it all, and they've done it without Buffalo. But the window's closing. For the Edmonton Oilers, the window's just opening. It's very sunny in Edmonton. They're going to be good for a long time. I believe that. Yeah. They've got the best coach. They don't have good enough goaltending. They don't. I love those guys. McDavid and Draisaitl can't do it all. So they'll have a decent run, but they're not going to go as far as the Winnipeg Jets. Remember the Vancouver Canucks in 2011? Their window slammed shut in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. That was it. Bobby Lou, gone. The Sedins, never the same again. Burrows, Bieksa, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's now or nothing, really, for the Winnipeg Jets.
It is. And when that pressure is there and you kind of feel that we might not get many more, if at all, any chances at doing this again, you play a little harder, you dig a little deeper, right? Everything means a little bit more. And then good things happen. I can see that with the Jets. You know, with the Canucks, they're a young group. They've got good goaltending. They've got some firepower up front. They're an exciting group to watch. That's why I think
hella
they'll go the
exciting.
Farthest.
Hella exciting.
They're very exciting. And yeah. I think they've got the easiest path, at least to start. We don't know where they'll go in the second round and who they'll match up with, because we don't know how that seeding is going to sort itself out. But I just like the matchup with Minnesota better than Calgary and Winnipeg. One of those teams is going to get out. And I like that matchup better than Chicago.
Joe Lazito's watching in Long Island. And don't forget, Joe, you can catch the RP show on Game Plus with Altice Cable in New York City. Joe says the Jets will win the West and play the Islanders in the final. Hey, a fella can dream, can't he? I think last year I picked Calgary and Tampa to be in the Stanley Cup final. They both lost in the first round. So let's get all our predictions out here. And I want to mention, we only have a minute left, but the CFL, my prediction that they'll start but they won't finish. The news that I dropped off the start of the show today is that Saskatchewan preparing or may have already submitted a bid to be the hub city for the CFL. We still believe Winnipeg's the front runner, but civic and provincial leaders here want Mosaic Stadium to host the CFL hub. So we're watching that. Probably shouldn't be a surprise that the politicos want the CFL in their city. Winnipeg does too.
Of course they do. It'll be fun to watch that process unfold.
But it's interesting because you also know how politicos roll. Because there's going to be the, we don't want COVID in our city, right? They're going to be picketing outside the stadium. So the politicians are just going to have to ignore them if they want it that bad and if they get it. But in the end, I think the CFL is going to play, but I don't think they're going to finish a season. We'll carry that all over into hour two. Benny Hebert will be joining us along with Morley Scott, the voice of the Eskimos. See you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Mountain on Game Plus. Let's go beat up DuPont.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.